It's showtime, folks. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Friday. We are live today from the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes, as we always enjoy our visits here. Had some breakfast. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe, and Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier, back in the studio. What's up, JoJo?
Oh, man, it's exciting. The weekend's here. A lot of fun happening. The calm before the storm. The SEC tournament's here next week. Free agency's happening.
Trade NHL, deadline in the NHL.
Trade deadline of you have to read the names to me because I don't know the names. And it's it, man. I had a good time last night down in Murfreesboro.
Yeah, tough one.
Blue Raiders come up short to Liberty. And it was fun. Good crowd. Loud crowd. This guy for MTSU, Issa Mustafa, had 30 points and 20 rebounds last night. And it was something watching him play because he couldn't – it's a big old lug inside. You know, everybody's jacking up 50-footers. This guy down low is just breaking your will and spirit. So it was fun old-school basketball at Murphy Center last night. Too bad they lost, but damn, it was fun.
His name is Mustafa?
Yeah.
Does he have a kid named Simba? The Lion King?
Why are you doing this?
I don't know. No. It's something you would do.
All right. No, I don't know. He's a big dude, man. He's got no muscle definition, yeah. But he's the guy, like, I like that guy because he looks like us. He looks like us down low, man.
I love it. But they got old school basketball is the best.
Yeah, but we made that joke last night 9 times, so don't worry about it.
Yeah,
it
I figured.
Good times, man.
The NHL trade deadline today at 2 o'clock. We will see if Barry Trotz and the Predators – how many more moves in them, if they plan to do more. I did see that they're not going to practice today after last night's win. They've won 2 in a row now. Have the Predators. I know that there was a report, and I think it was Elliot Friedman that put it out there, that the Toronto Maple Leafs really were interested in bringing Ryan O'Reilly back, but O'Reilly basically didn't want a reunion. Yeah, he said, no. And so I know the Devils are interested in him.
Devils!
Barry Trotz has been very, very clear in saying, you're going to absolutely have to impress me for me to do that, and it's going to also be up to Ryan. Ryan doesn't have trade protection, but he's basically treating him like he does. So
Hal Gillis told us, I think Hal told us this, that he got traded one time after the trade deadline because the paperwork hadn't been processed yet.
Yeah.
Along those lines. So because it's a hard 2, does it mean that
– there, as long as the trade call is made before the deadline.
Okay.
A lot of times the league office will get backed up. Like, so let's say
– kind of like you at Golden Corral.
Correct, yes. I will – let's say I call and I go, hey, this is Nashville. We're going to trade Joe Dubin to St. Louis. And it's at, 158, they'll be like, okay, we'll get back to you, is essentially what, got it, it's noted, we'll complete the call, But as long as they know and it's before the deadline, then a lot of times stuff will come out afterwards.
Ooh, that'll be, can you imagine that?
I think that actually happened when the Predators acquired Paul Gostad. It was after the deadline. When that was finally announced.
So what's a hard stop? 4, 5?
No, I mean the hard stop is 2 o'clock Central Time.
But it could be in. But we won't. Sometimes
correct.
We don't know.
Yeah. I mean, but it has to be submitted before that time. If it's 3:00, if it's 2:01 Central, it doesn't.
But it could be leaked out like at 3:38. Okay.
Yeah. All right. But we'll know. I mean. There are a few guys that are left, but, I mean, Barry's made a lot of moves. Like, here's what's crazy. So, let me pull this up. Adam Vingan tweeted this out yesterday following the news of the Novak and Shin trade. And he said, for kicks and giggles, here is the Predators lineup from opening night. Forsberg, O'Reilly, Nyquist, he's gone. Stamkos, Novak, he's gone. Marchessault. Tomasino, he's gone. Sissons, Evangelista. Jankowski, McCarron, Smith. Yossi, hurt. Fabro, gone. Lazan, hurt. Carrier, gone. Shea, Shin, gone. Wedgwood was the backup goalie and ended up starting because Saros was sick. Mm-hmm. He's gone. So, I mean, that's all the changes that they have made since opening night at Bridgestone Arena, which is so crazy to think about. But
somebody sent me a note that said last night that the Predators looked like they were having fun.
They were. And what's interesting is I was watching – I didn't go last night. I was watching the TV broadcast, and Derek McKenzie said that. Like, he said, you know, we're having fun.
I like it.
We're having fun. And
Could they go on this massive run at the end? Wouldn't that not be fun? Oh,
they
my
could.
Gosh.
They could. I mean, they very well could. But, you know, and look, we've talked about this with football. We've talked about this with hockey. You cannot go to a coach or a professional player and say, hey, I need you to lose. Lose out. Lose on purpose. They're not going to do that. They're not wired right. That way. And if they are, they don't need to be playing.
Are the Preds, they're not eliminated though, right? They're still.
They got to.
That's all right. That's all right,
so
man.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
That's all right. You've got. If it's not zero, then there's something there, man. Could you imagine?
Oh, it'd be fun, but you know,
I don't need not on this Friday, pal. Yeah, I don't need the negativity.
I mean, look, here's how I feel. I'm not going to be the person that says no. I'd rather them lose out so they get the number one pick. Whatever is supposed to happen will happen. That's my answer.
Look at you, Joel Osteen.
That's my answer. You know, if they go on a run, then great.
Right.
If they tank, then we'll talk about the draft.
One game at a time, buddy.
Right. So.
One game at a time.
It is what it is, for sure. But Barry Trotz is tentatively scheduled to join Jared today around 3 o'clock. So after the deadline, he will sit down with Jared and talk to him about everything that's gone on. It's been great to have Barry available, you know, like going back to last year, but this year with Stillman and company. So that's been really cool to see.
Yeah.
And hear. But, you know, as we've said ad nauseum, nobody expected this year to go the way it did.
Nobody.
But now you're in a unique situation where you can kind of throw this one, you know, in the garbage, put yourself in a position to get a high draft pick. Build, you know, have you're building for the future. I mean, they've acquired so many draft picks that they can then use as currency to trade for roster players now. So they can retool this thing pretty quick and also have, you know, some guys for the
look
future.
Look at you. Got that IV into your arm, being pumped full of positivity. I love
That's
it, man.
That's what I do, man.
I love it.
I'm a positive Pete.
We could sit here and talk negatively. We're not doing that. We are positive.
That starts at 2.
Positive.
615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ben on our text line says, over under 1.5 on Preds trades today. Well, I didn't know you could trade half a player. That's a new one.
Right? I'd like to see that player get cut in half.
Right? I'm going to say under because I think they got one more.
Do you?
I think they got one more in them. I'll be interested to see because Barry has said that if there's a player like, you know, Bunting has a year left on the contract after this year that he acquired, that he's willing to bring on players with term, you know, if he thinks they're going to be a fit. So I'd be curious if there's a guy out there that, you know, needs a new home and the team wants draft picks or something, he could turn some of these picks around and get a player.
Better do it quickly. You got 5 hours, Barry.
Yep.
To get it done.
They're probably in a – how would you like to be, you know, like sequestered in the trade room or whatever it is, the war room, you know, like they probably have been for the last few days, just with a bunch of phones and just
– right.
You know, sitting there.
I'd love it, man.
I think it'd be fun.
I'd be leaking stuff out there left and right. You know, the whole thing – remember when this summer Malarkey talked about how he leaked bad information to Ian Rappaport, and Ian Rappaport's like, how dare you do that to me? That's unprofessional.
Yeah.
I would do that. I would call out. I don't even know who covers it for the Tennessee, and call up and say, "Hey, whatever your name is, we're gonna make his trade here. Go ahead and put it out there, and then not have just mess with people. That'd be a lot of fun."
According to Dr. Crane, which is actually according to MoneyPuck.com, but he just sent us this: the Preds have a 0% chance of making the playoffs.
So they're officially eliminated.
I don't think they're officially eliminated.
Is the X near their name?
But
I gotta look up now.
They have an 8.7% chance of getting the first overall pick. So that's fun. That's a good spot.
Has there ever been a city that's had two teams grab the overall draw? Hope.
By the way, Nick and Franklin, I know it's Mufasa. I was making a joke. Come on now.
Yes. Get on.
There's
him.
Always that one guy. That's
ratio
like,
him.
That is not how you say the name.
Ratio him. Get on him. All right, I'm on ESPN.com, and there are no X's.
Yeah.
So there you got 53 points. The Jets
We got a few X's, but you know, we don't talk about them.
They're 20 games behind the win column, the Winnipeg, for all that. So, yeah. But it'll all play out today to this.
First show.
I got a first show. All right, here's a question for you. It's a fun one. Today is National Middle Name Day.
Okay.
What's your middle name?
Martin.
And I'm Stanley.
Yeah.
Dr. Crane, what's your middle name?
Lorenzo.
Yes.
Oh, that's even better. That's awesome.
So I want to know if you
Nicholas Lorenzo.
If you call in or tell, what's your middle name and why do you not go by your middle name? Why don't you go by Martin? Martin.
Because I'm the fourth and my parents wanted Chase. My name was always going to be Chase.
But you got alliteration, man. Martin McCabe sounds good.
Yeah.
Oh, hell. Here comes Martin McCabe.
So there was you know how like a lot of like anchors or whatever will have a stage name?
Yeah.
You know, so I at one time considered being Martin Chase.
I like that.
But that would have been my.
I like Martin McCabe better. It flows. But Martin, I need to write that down. Martin McCabe, it sounds good. But Lorenzo Frazier.
I like that.
Named after my grandfather, yeah.
Call him Lowe. Yeah.
Oh, that's, oh, man, that is the coolest. Lorenzo Frazier. All right, so for today, you are Lorenzo. I'm learning. This is the Martin and Big Stan and Lorenzo show. That's okay. Where we are today.
All right. I'm with it. We'll do that. 615-737-1025. Michelle Kennedy going to join us at 9:30. Greg Wyshynski at 10 o'clock. So we'll get the latest around the league and the trade deadline with him.
What do you think Greg's middle name is? I say it's Burton.
Gregory
Burton Wyshynski.
Gregory. I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm going with Michael.
He's from the Northeast. I was going to say like a Michael. You know, or I don't know why. Like there's, and I think this is more Canadian, but Smith.
For a middle name?
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that.
Middle name. Okay. Yeah.
Why don't you be like Bartholomew or something?
Gregory Burton Wyshynski. Just something weird. So I want to hear your weird middle name. I'd love to hear our viewers today. Let's have a little fun on a Friday. Text in 615-737-1025. Your weird middle name, if you've got one. What do you think? Clay, what's your weird middle name? Call in and talk to us.
So Clayton, probably. Clayton Travis.
Clayton Gerald.
I like that.
Clayton Gerald. I'm disappointed.
Why?
Because you have a beautiful mother, and she's very intelligent. I wanted Martin McCabe.
Well.
I wanted Martin McCabe to come out. That's an insurance agent name. Martin McCabe, for all your insurance needs, call Martin.
Yeah, okay. All right. 615-737-1025. That is our phone number. You can weigh in on anything. Will I get to middle names and much more here on Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase and Big Joe. No, I'm sorry. Martin and Big Stan on this Friday.
With Lorenzo.
Lorenzo on the ones and twos. Sean Mark, what's your middle name?
William.
And William is our on-site engineer today.
I love it, man. For one day, let's do that. For one day.
We have looked up some things, and I think this is important for me to say all of these names. Marjorie Jacqueline Bouvier Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Marge Simpson. Maggie is Margaret Lenny Simpson, better known as Maggie. Lisa Marie Simpson. Bart, this is your favorite. Bartholomew Jojo Simpson.
Yes, sir.
Homer is Homer J-A-Y Simpson. Abraham Jebediah Simpson II is grandpa. Burns, I guess, is Charles Montgomery Burns, right?
That's right.
Yep. So there you go. The middle names. 615-737-1025. So it's National Middle Name Day.
I just want to know why you didn't go by – why people don't go by their middle name sometimes.
8388 says Devin and Dixon. Ryan is my middle name, and I don't go by it because there are 10,000 Ryans in the world.
Right.
That's
a good point. There's how many Devins you know? Like Devin O'Day and this Devin.
Al says middle name is Donald. Alfred Donald Box Jr. It's fairly obvious why I go by Al Box.
That's a great name, though. Al Box.
Michael and Madison says my middle name is Reed. So he didn't go by that. Joey in Bellevue, mine is Antonio. That was my grandfather's name. So Joey Antonio, I like, or Joseph Antonio. I like that. It's good. Matt in Paris, Matthew Holmes.
Holmes, that's his middle name?
Yeah.
I guess. Would be a fantastic first name.
I like that.
What up, Holmes?
JT says Hoblitzel. I don't know if I'm saying that right, JT. Also, FRA 88. Shout out to
the
Panthers.
There you go.
They were the Rebels then. But Mike, let's see. Colton, 4405, says Colton with a K. I haven't seen that much.
That's a strong, like a good Western name, Colton.
6346 says Wright, my grandmother's maiden name, W-R-I-G-H-T. My father's side of the family is very British, from the north of England.
I don't know anybody with the first name of Wright. You know anybody Wright?
Wright.
Wright Buchanan. Yeah. Wright. Wright Buchanan. No, I like that.
Let's see. 0952. Arthur, I'm the fourth in a line of second boy born to second boy with Arthur as first or middle name. Pressure now on my son, Cooper Arthur, to continue.
Okay. You understand that.
There's pressure. Yeah. There actually is pressure on me because I think McCabe, there's pressure on me.
Yeah. Right.
Because of the family.
Maybe you adopt a little boy and call him Pepe.
I love you too, Pepsi. It's Pepe.
Damn it, Bobby. This just ain't right.
Wes in Hermitage says, sadly, my middle name is Cinnamon.
No.
Full name, Wes from Hermitage, Cinnamon Waskowski. It's a blessing and a curse. Wes, please tell me that's true.
Wes, were you a stripper at one time? I'm curious about that.
Please welcome to the main stage, Cinnamon.
Come out to girls, girls, girls. Come on, Wes. We know this is true.
2513, middle name is Grant. Was my grandfather's name on my father's side. Never went by it. Only heard it called when I had done something wrong or was in trouble.
What was his first name?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, first name.
Yeah.
Alexander Grant, get in here.
Josh says Ross, Joshua Ross.
Ross is a good first
name. Yeah, I like Ross. Mike in Lebanon says Gregory, so Michael Gregory.
These are all valid ones. I need the ones like, I don't want to tell you, but here you go.
So the Wright was Chris and Laverne. So Christopher Wright. Yeah, I mean.
Get in here now.
See, my mom never did that. Like, it was always Chase McCabe, but she never did Charles Martin McCabe the fourth.
Because the time she got it out, she wasn't managing anymore.
I was hiding.
He's already run off. Get in here now.
I heard Charles. I'm like, uh-oh.
Was there a Chuck in your lineage anywhere? No, no Chucks?
I don't know if there was like an Uncle Chuck. So the whole thing was there was Charles Martin McCabe, who I think I've said this before, was kind of a mover and shaker in town. Mm-hmm. At McCabe Park and all that. That's him. And then my grandfather was his nephew, so he was named the second. He was named after Uncle Charlie, is what he was always referred to.
Okay.
And then Dad was the third, and I'm the fourth. So.
All right.
And I always get asked, will there be a fifth? I don't know.
We got to do this, like, coming to America now. We got to find you a queen.
Yeah. Something like
that. just to keep the family name going, man. Fuck show.
Hair Metal Henry is Hair Metal's his first name, so Henry's his middle
correct.
Name, right?
Yeah. Or Hank.
Yeah, or Hank. Yeah, we like that.
Or how his wife – I can't repeat what his wife calls him on.
No.
That's all right.
Wes in Hermitage says, dog grooming and stripping are just two of my many great traits. You're welcome, boys. Get at the email for booking today. Got to get by in this economy. No tariffs on these polls. Well done.
Nice.
Well done, Wes. Well done. Oh, my goodness. Andrew from Dover says, Andrew Thomas, middle name came from my great-grandfather and grandfather, who are Thomas Sr. and Jr. So are you you're the third.
The third, then, yeah.
That's cool.
A.T.
Shout out to the threes.
Yeah, sometimes you got to drop it and go with the initials. So A.T. to the three.
If you're – so I, here's what I want to know, because I asked my dad this, and he was like, damn, that would have been a good idea. Because my dad's whole thing was he was worried – he didn't want me to go by Charles or Charlie, because then I would always be little Charlie or, you know, Charlie Jr.
Right.
Because he had to deal with that. And because his dad went by Charlie, and then he went by Charlie. And then he got a nickname that he hated and all that stuff. What a lot of threes get called Trey, like their really? Their name is Trey because of the three. I should have asked him that.
Like, I don't know, but that's also when people call the house like, yeah, is Charlie there?
Yeah.
Which one, big or small? You know.
I know. So one time, like somebody called and was like, "Is Charles McCabe there?" And I said, "Which one?" And they were like, the third. I go, thank God, not me.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing now. Somebody calls like, yeah, Stan Dublin there. I'm like, bill collector. No, Stan joined the French Foreign Legion. He will be back to 2032. Take care. Faux show.
Faux show. Coming up next, we will talk to Michelle Kennedy. We will find out her middle name and also talk some things going on with the Preds. It is trade deadline day, so we'll keep you updated as anything happens. In that realm, we're live from the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes. It's Martin and Big Stan on 102.5, 106.3
yes.
The game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The game here on this Friday. Today we're going by, he's Big Stan, I'm Martin, our middle names. We say hello now to Madam President of the Nashville Predators. Michelle Kennedy is on the line with us. Michelle, we have to start with the hard-hitting questions. It is National Middle Name Day. What is your middle name?
This is I don't often talk about my middle name. I loved my parents dearly, but I didn't necessarily love their choice for my middle name. I will tell, because you're who you guys are, who you are, and I share with you guys, I will do this. This hurts me though. My middle name is LaKay, spelled capital LA, capital KAY.
Michelle LaKay Kennedy.
Okay. I love that.
I like it. It's good. It's unique.
It is unique. My mom says she saw the name Lorray in a name book, and her name was Catherine. Her middle name was Catherine with a K, so she just augmented it to suit her needs.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's what moms do. That's what moms do sometimes. I'm excited because the Predators won last night. That's always good to start a Friday. But also, the SEC tournament is going to be at Bridgestone Arena next week. The Lady Commodores defeated the Lady Vols yesterday, which was awesome. And then the men's team will be here next week. I know you got to be pumped to see all these SEC teams at Bridgestone Arena next week.
First, I'm pumped to anchor down. I'm a double door, so I'm excited about the year that Vanderbilt has had. The first time ever that Vanderbilt women have beaten Tennessee women in a season. I'm hoping for a really long run for both of the door teams, but. But my goodness, I was just walking up and talking to Lonnie Wilkerson, who runs our box office, and we were like, just never has there been a stacked tournament like this. I mean, top to bottom, I'm hearing people say there could be as many as 14 teams in the tournament. That might be a stretch, but I think that it would be a crime if there's not at least 12. We'll have people playing on Wednesday, a day that normally is sort of a sleeper day, just to get started and kind of warmed up. We're going to have teams playing on Wednesday that are going to be in the NCAA tournament the next week. I mean, it is the excitement is palpable here.
Oh, there's no question. And I think that's what makes this tournament so intriguing because of, like you just said, that you could have all those teams making the NCAA tournament. And so I know that, you know, it's obviously difficult to see the hockey team go on the road for such a long road trip. But this is something that's become an annual deal with Bridgestone Arena. And I know you all have to love being able to host the SEC like you do every year.
It's awesome. You know, they are here. They're going to be here through 2035 at least. We hope it'll be forever after that. But we have a contract right now for another 10 years. And it really is a special week. You know, it always seems that the sun is shining in downtown Nashville on Bridgestone Arena and the SEC tournament. SEC fanfare outside is always a fun thing to do. You know, the and they're available for $20. And anybody who plays on Wednesday could end up being in the tournament, end up winning that tournament. The SEC, but then the NCAA. So get down here and see these guys play. It's going to be, I mean, it's the best in college basketball. You know, the SEC has so far eclipsed every other conference this year, and it's certainly the year to come down here and watch some basketball at Bridgestone Arena.
Yes, as Michelle said, there are tickets available for Wednesday. You can visit the Bridgestone Arena box office or Ticketmaster for that. As Michelle Kennedy, the president of the Nashville Predators, joins us now.
All right, so Michelle, you're telling me on Wednesday for $20, I can go down there and watch each one session and then 20 for the next session on a Wednesday and enjoy all these basketball games?
Joe, I wouldn't lie to you. I just told you my middle name that I don't even like. So I am not telling fibs this morning.
Well, that's good because I know the ticket packages overall are sold out, but I had no idea there were tickets available for Wednesday. This is a no-brainer to skip work and to come down.
Right. Start creating some pattern absenteeism because you're going to skip work next Thursday or Friday for the first round of the NCAA tournament. So just get your workforce ready.
Oh, I love this. What's it like, though, hosting something like this when you got 16 SEC teams, all these fan bases come here, you get to see it from afar, you really don't have a dog in the fight, but to see all these people come to Nashville and enjoy what's happening, that's got to be really fun for you and Sean and all the Pred staff.
You know, it's awesome, and the fun, there are so many fun parts. I will not identify a superlative fun part of it because everything is so fun about it, but one of the things I really enjoy is, I mean, we're here from beginning to end. We're here when they set up the court. We're here when the first fans arrive. We're here when the first teams come in to do their shoot arounds. But watching a team, and I think this is the most fun part of the SEC tournament, the NCAA tournament, seeing a team that maybe is a bit of a sleeper start playing on Wednesday and make it through to Saturday or Sunday. I love it when that happens. Listen, I hope for all the people who are pulling for all the favorites that they have good days and good games and they're happy. But man, I would love to watch someone play on that Wednesday session and end up playing in that Sunday session. And it's fun. The people are, you know, Nashville has become the home of this event. And so people look forward to this. They put this on their calendars every year. It's fun to see some of the same people come back from all these different schools throughout the course of the week. It's a really special event. I think it's probably especially special for me because I played basketball at an SEC school back in the dark ages. And so it's kind of a really cool sort of, it always feels like old home week for me.
Oh, I love it. But first, Pred's got a game tomorrow night versus Chicago, and I like this. I like when you guys give back and ask people to give back tomorrow night. For the Pred's Foundation, you guys are asking to donate full queen-size blankets and new women's sneakers that will be donated to the National Anti-Human Traffic Coalition. I love this. I hate that we have to do this, Michelle, but if we have to do it, I'm glad you guys are stepping up and getting this done.
Well, thanks, Joe. And this is, you know, we often say that our foundation, giving back to our community, is just as much a part of this organization as winning hockey games and hosting concerts. It is truly the fiber and the infrastructure of who we are. The folks at the Nashville Anti-Human Trafficking Coalition are doing incredible work to deal with an epidemic of proportions that you would be stunned to hear about going on in our own city, trafficking of young people. So, yes, please do come. This is a little bit of an unusual Preds Blackhawks game in that there are no playoff implications for either team. But you know what? We're still going to have fun at Bridgestone Arena. Every time we open these doors to have a hockey game, I challenge anyone, whether they are going to win the President's Trophy or whether they're going to be watching playoffs instead of participating in them, no one's having more fun than we're having at Bridgestone Arena.
Michelle Kennedy is on the line with us. So what is a day like today like for you? I know obviously it's, we've talked about the season at nauseum, but with the trade deadline, you know, is this just kind of a normal day in the office for Michelle?
Well, kind of, but there is that, you know, this is a business, right? This is
– Sure.
But you'd rather have the excitement of being a buyer today than the sort of dread of, is there anyone else that we're going to be moving? Because while it's a business and you understand that analytically, as people, I love our team. I love the guys on our team, and you always hate to see any of them move in a different direction. So I'll be a little bit anxious until 2:00 Central, and and then I think my day will feel pretty normal.
You know, and you bring that up, and we always hear the phrase, it's a business, and we all understand that. But I am curious, like, from your side of things, and, you know, with all the work that you do with the foundation and that the foundation does in general, a lot of these guys are tied to things like that. And so, you know, in a situation like this where you have a lot of guys that are going to be moving on, I know that that has to create a little level of difficulty, you know, especially with things like the foundation. So how do you navigate those waters of, you know, if you wake up tomorrow and some of the guys that maybe you had lined up to do something with the foundation, they're all of a sudden on another team?
Well, I mean, you know, the first thing that we want to make sure we always do is express our gratitude to them. The first thing we do is reach out, thank them, wish them well. Yeah, we develop relationships not only with them, but with their wives, their girlfriends, their families. And so it's really, really hard, but in this business, you know, you have to pivot and you find another person who is passionate about another cause, and you continue to support the community. And our guys have been so good at this throughout the history of our organization. And I give Barry tremendous credit for this. Barry made the community and the players being involved in the community a priority from our first season. And it carries through. So, yeah, it's sad. There are players who aren't here anymore that I miss every day. But we still have a cause to further, and we'll do that. And then, you know, next man up theory, someone else will come in with the same philanthropic spirit, and we will continue to do the great work in the community.
Michelle, you do great work in the community. That is for sure. We're going to be watching the Commodores. I'm cheering them on. It's going to be a lot of fun. But thanks so much for doing this, and also thank you for sharing your middle name with us. We appreciate that.
I've been very vulnerable with you two today. Please don't.
Hey, it's our friendship. That is for sure. We'll see you tomorrow night against Chicago.
All right. Bye, guys.
Absolutely. Michelle Kennedy, the president of the Nashville Predators, joining us here on the program, and always enjoy our conversations with her. And again, BridgestoneArena.com. You can visit there for those $20 tickets for Wednesday.
No brainer.
GA tickets. I mean, why
Get
not?
Get out of here.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to be downtown all next week for the SEC tournament. We'll be at a bunch of different places that we'll tell you about. And, I mean, I've already thought, like, I'm going to walk down and watch some of these games. I mean, these are the best teams in America right now.
Well, I mean, it's a good Wednesday to do that. I thought everything was sold out. See, that's why.
Yeah, that's why we do this.
I learned things during the show. I learned how adorable you are. I learned that your middle name is Martin and that tickets are $20. And Lorenzo back in our studio. Lorenzo, did you know the tickets were $20?
I did not know this.
You're going to go see the Bulldogs, aren't you?
I just might. I might sneak out of the office and go catch some maroon and white.
Okay. Well, if I catch you sneaking out, we're going to have to talk. But, you know, just other than that, that's fine.
But if you get caught, Lorenzo, blame it on Lorenzo.
I can't do that.
Don't blame it on you. Blame it on your alter ego, man.
Me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo.
Look at you.
Oh, hey.
There you go.
Chase has a new career.
That's another question for another day. Chase's rapper name. The Big Humble is a good one.
The Big Humble. Big Chaz.
The Big Humble is a good one.
Yeah.
That's another day. Another question.
We could do that. Well, when that's a June topic.
It is. You got that right, Martin.
We'll do an update on where things are with the deadline, plus free agency about to open up for the NFL. A lot going on. We're live at the Omni Nashville Hotel, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Okay. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so, because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
That's what happens when somebody asks me to explain the NHL trade deadline.
What in the world was
that? You don't remember that girl from the Miss Teen USA pageant? She asked about why nobody could do that. So I was watching that. I was like, that's me trying to explain the NHL trade deadline to somebody because I don't know anything about hockey. and I'm just trying to make like a knows what I'm talking about when I don't. So I end up sounding like that. Good times. That was like 18 years ago or something for that.
Yeah. That was also 40 seconds of my life. I can't get back. But
47.
Yeah, 47. Barry Trotz will join Jared today at 3 o'clock. Again, we said that earlier, but we want to keep getting that out there to discuss the trade deadline, which is at 2 o'clock Central Time today. So far, we know that, you know, Tommy Novak and Luke Shen was the last move that the Predators made a couple of nights ago. But, you know, you never know. Keeping an eye on things of what they might do the rest of the day, I kind of feel like there's one more. There's probably one more move before the 2 o'clock trade deadline.
Well, name names, man.
I mean, Michael McCarron, I guess.
Did you say it to his face if he showed up?
Yeah. I mean, I would say I'd miss him. I like Big Sexy, as we call him. But, so I don't know. We'll see what ends up happening. Elliot Friedman reporting Buffalo and Jason Zucker working on a contract extension. Of course, Zucker was here last year, but with the Sabres. So they are working on that.
Why'd the Preds let him go?
I don't know. You ask me these questions. I don't know.
You fancy yourself as an insider. Should
no,
I should I turn my insider to the Unathletics, Rick Merritt?
Yes, he would know more. He will tell you that today is the trade deadline, which means after 2 o'clock, you cannot trade
anymore.
Right. That's what he will report after. But yeah, so we'll see what other moves are going to happen throughout the NHL. What I love about this is today's the NHL trade deadline. Monday, legal tampering begins in the NFL.
It's good.
You know, illegal tampering's probably already been happening, but legal tampering actually starts.
You're going to have to check on your 2 o'clock show host when Sam Darnold doesn't come here.
Yeah, he's on his own there.
You're going to have to check that when – it doesn't happen. It's crazy. I mean, I was like, oh, that's a no-brainer now. It's like, God, no. Everybody's like, no, don't bring him
here. I wonder where he ends up. Well, no. Like, Kuharsky reported that the Titans aren't interested in a long-term deal. Now, if the market isn't for Darnold what he thinks it's going to be or everybody else thinks it's going to be, then maybe the Titans would be interested in, like, a two-year with a third-year option.
Why can't he just stay in Minnesota?
If he was going to stay in Minnesota, wouldn't they have tagged him?
Maybe they work something else out on him. Say, hey, we're not going to tag you. We're going to work this out on you. And
I think,
you trade
I
JJ
think
McCarthy.
They're – but I think they're in the realm of, no, we want to keep McCarthy. Well, basically, they're trying to Alex Smith him. Hey, we'll sign you a two-year deal. You'll probably start – you know, you may start the year as a starter this year, but eventually we want JJ to take over.
Then I'm not taking that job.
Right. Then he's not – and that's exactly why he's going to be a free agent.
I think word would have already gotten out by now for another team. I just think he stays there because if they start out 1-4 and it's going to be, oh, you should have kept Darnold, you should have kept Darnold, Vikings fans will implode and Connell will get fired.
Yeah.
Just sign him. You saw what he could do. Build some pieces around him. He's good to go. This is not the same, you know, Fisher talked about Darnold yesterday. This is not the same Darnold that saw ghosts in 2018 or 19.
Right.
This guy's been through the fire, man. He's a damn good quarterback. Let him stay in Minnesota. Sign him up there. You're coming here with an offensive line that'll get you murdered, and maybe one receiver, if he feels like playing that day, will show up. Nah, man. Stay where you are. You're so much closer to win a Super Bowl and get a nice payday in Minnesota than you are here.
It'll be interesting. I don't know.
Think about this with the legal with the Titans next. When's the last quarterback conversation they've had? This franchise, 2014? Because you got Mariota from 15 to 19, then you signed Tannehill, or you traded for Tannehill. You had him to 23-ish, and you had Will Levis was your guy. Now you go into the unknown. They 14, Mettenberger was awful. Charlie Whitehurst was awful. Jake Locker was terrible because Ken Whisenhunt hated him. So
Whisenhunt ruined him.
Right. So this is the first time in 10 years.
You're right.
You got quarterback questions.
That's a really good point.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. I mean, we may have it answered. You're starting to get me. And what's funny is we've mentioned the Aaron Rodgers thing to someone and they're like, ah.
Exactly like that.
But
break game.
But I I'm starting to talk myself into it.
I'd love it. We'd love it.
But
we'd love it.
But I would sign up for taking Ward and Rodgers.
Okay.
And basically just get in front of everybody, kind of like Floyd did, and be like, this is Cam Ward. Take a good look at him because you're not going to see him for a year.
Yeah, I'm with it, man.
Unless we absolutely have to. But I would.
If I could be sure he's their guy.
If I could get away with it, agreed. If I could get away with it, and there's no way you get away with it now, I would draft Ward. I would sign Rodgers. I'd keep Levis as the backup. Ward wouldn't even sniff the field.
Well, Levis is still in a contract, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can't – there's no way they justify taking a guy one overall and not getting anything out of him his first year,
well,
even though I think it's the right thing to do.
Well, sorry, Joe Rexrow, but I'm correct on this one. If they do that, there's one person they have – there's only one person they got to convince that Cam Ward ain't playing.
Amy.
That's Amy.
Yep.
That's the only
– You got it. They got to go – Borgonzi has to go to her, and Chad has to go to her and say, hey, here's the plan. I need you to be okay with it. There's no deviating from the plan. We're going to take him one, but he is not going to play. The only time you're going to see him play this year is for the preseason. That's it.
I say she says no.
Probably because she'll look at what she has to pay him.
Why can't we do what Jaden Daniels did in Washington?
Right. Which there are exceptions to every rule. But, I mean, Jeff Fisher sat in with us yesterday and talked about you sit a guy. You know, Vince sat for a while and then finally had to take over. McNair sat for basically 2 years.
Wasn't that fascinating how he approached golf in practice?
Yeah.
Don't throw the farm at him.
Right.
On one play, send the left side at him.
Yep.
Second play, go back into a zone. Just don't confuse him so much where he's like, oh, my God, I'll never be able to play in this league.
Yep.
A lot of psychology goes in that.
Albert Breer putting out there, Titans week of early 30 visits continues. Miami quarterback Cam Ward is in the building today to meet with the coaches and staff.
In the house.
The idea in getting these done now, having a clearer picture on the draft class ahead of free agency. So they are trying to decide. See, they're trying to decide what they're going to do.
But bringing him in's not good. I mean,
no, but I mean, you just said it. You have to be absolutely sure
that
that's your guy.
Right. Yeah, without a shadow of
when he leaves the building today, everybody needs to have the idea, is that our guy? Is that our guy to open our new stadium? Is that him?
What if he tries to leave early and, like, they chase him?
Get back here!
Get him in a headlock. Where are you going? No, stay. Please don't leave us.
We like you. Coming up next, we'll talk to Greg Wyshynski, ESPN, get his thoughts on all the news out there with the deadline. That is next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.